The future came to Pasadena this week, but it hit with a thud as reality quickly sunk in. We are not ready for the robot age, not yet anyway. Now, the growing robotic list goes way beyond factory production lines to include self-driving cars, delivery drones, and especially the one we encountered this past week, the Burger Flipper. On its surface, the idea sounds like a no-brainer. Replace young men and women who can't take the heat and monotony of standing over hot griddle and end up quitting in weeks, if not months, with a robot, a $100,000 robot that can grill hamburgers to perfection all day long, one that never takes a break or a sick day while churning out as many as 2,000 burgers a day. Flippy the Robot opened for business Monday at the Cali Burger restaurant in Pasadena with huge fanfare. From here to England, reporters from around the world marveled at the machine that threatened to take away human jobs while improving productivity and consistency. By Tuesday, the Cali Group, the company that operates the Cali Burger chain, and Miso Robotics, which makes Flippy, decided to shut the bot down until further notice. "Don't blame the robot," the company insisted. Flippy could still work the grill, but it needed help, lots of it, from humans. So it took a timeout to train folks on how to prepare patties for Flippy and then get them into buns with all the fixins. Flippy does the flippin', but humans do the rest. So I spent some time at Cali Burger this week talking to patrons who I watched come in, take pictures with Flippy, and, you know, they were a little disappointed not to see Flippy in action. Flippy had this big stage built for the robot called Flippy's Kitchen, a big sign that said Flippy would be back, TBA. And I think the bottom line from the whole experience is that we should all take a deep breath. The future is going to take a lot longer to arrive than any of us had expected, because it turns out we really do need humans after all. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please listen to the show as often as possible on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to online radio. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.